MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone is joining us. The Red Sox season is over. Andy, we'll have updates on Major League Baseball, the playoffs, and all kinds of stuff here. But first of all, Andy, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hey, good to be talking with you, Bill, as usual.
Okay. Well, this week we learned that the NBA playoff ratings have hit a new low here, it appears. And it appears that the NESN Red Sox TV ratings also did not do all that well this summer.
They certainly didn't. The Red Sox ratings on NESN dropped over 54% this year compared to last season. And last year's ratings were down from 2018. So not many people turning in to watch the local nine, it seems. And a lot of it obviously has to do with the team trading off some of the star players before the beginning of the season, the whole coronavirus situation. And the 7:30 start time is another factor in people not staying up for the games and watching them. Obviously, with games that last 3 to 3.5 hours, starting it even later is not helping the average fan stay up and watch those games.
Yeah, is it all about winning? Yes, it is. Yeah.
It certainly is. If the Red Sox were flying high, those ratings would be right up there. But when the team is struggling and there's not much to watch on the field, it just it's a perfect recipe for bad ratings.
Yeah, just put the cap on 2020 for a lot of folks, I think. It's just that kind of a year. Hey, what else do we have for Red Sox news?
Well, if you do want to put NESN on, I'll tell you this, you can watch the best of 2004 this week. Get ready for it. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, you can watch a game from September 17th of 2004. Game was played at Yankee Stadium, Sox scoring 2 runs at the top of the ninth off Yankees closer Mariano Rivera to win 3-2. I bet you those ratings might be even better than the ratings from during the season.
Yeah, we got spoiled during the spring, right, with all the Red Sox wins. Then all of a sudden the season started, and they went, you know, they're playing like 300 baseball. Yeah.
Yeah, so now if you want to watch the Red Sox win, you can put NESN on at 4 o'clock this week, and you'll be guaranteed a win.
Exactly. Any other news from the ballpark?
Well, a little fervor started over Twitter this past week as a National League Cy Young candidate, free agent Trevor Bauer. He pitched for the Reds this year. He got the Sox fans all riled up on Sunday night. He tweeted a picture of his boarding pass for a flight to Boston. Of course, this led Red Sox Nation to get in a frenzy, thinking that he's coming here to meet with the Red Sox brass about potentially signing a contract for next season. But yeah, it's too early for that. Teams really don't get into the free agent market while the playoffs are still continuing. But, you know, it was something to kind of make you wish and wonder about, that's for sure.
Yeah, I got you. All right, let's update the Major League Baseball playoffs. What do we have?
Well, yesterday there were 4 division series games. In the American League, the Rays beat the Yankees 8-4 to take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-5 series. Yankees outfielder Giancarlo Stanton lost homeward for the 5th straight playoff game, tying a Major League record. The other American League division series game saw the A's beat the Astros 9-7. Astros still lead this series 2-1. National League, Braves shut out the Marlins 2-0. Braves up 2-0. And the Dodgers late last night got past the Padres 6-5. They also lead their series 2-0. There'll be 4 more division series games being played today, and all 4 series could wrap up today. So we'll have to see how things play out. So plenty of baseball for fans to watch out there. And I don't know if Red Sox fans are going to be too happy hearing this, but former Sox outfielder Mookie Betts says this Dodgers team he's playing for, best team he's ever played for. So I'm sure that's just getting, you know, Red Sox fans a little aggravated this morning, but that's a statement from Mookie himself. So we'll have to see how the Dodgers fare going forward. And just to let fans know, when it comes to the next round of the playoffs, the American League Championship Series gets underway Sunday night at Petco Park in San Diego. National League Championship Series begins on Monday at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas.
Well, back to Mookie. The lights are always shining brighter out in L.A., I'm sure of that. Yeah.
Yep, they're certainly shining brighter, and the fans certainly don't care as much, so he can have his cake and eat it too out there, I guess.
Yeah, all right. Well, they don't do cake, though. I think they do some other more healthy food options
like
out in
Washington.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I think plants are involved. That's all I know. All right.
Well, we get into that, too.
Okay. We digress. What else can you tell me about Major League Baseball, Andy?
Well, Bill, if you're interested in going to the National League Championship Series or even the World Series at Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, you can do so. Major League Baseball announced that 11,500 tickets will be sold for each of those games coming up. That's a little over 25% of the stadium's capacity. No tickets are going to be sold for the American League Championship Series in San Diego.
Wow. Now, that's, again, that doesn't seem like a huge draw either to travel there.
Oh, well, I'm sure those 11,500 tickets will get snatched up. In fact, yesterday, just for a quick laugh, I did go on to StubHub just to see what World Series tickets were going for at the moment, and the cheapest seat you could get at Globe Life Park up in the nosebleeds, if you will, a mere $500 a seat.
That's...
So people are potentially going to those games, so we'll have to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, that's after a season with no seats at all, basically. All right, other Red Sox news, former Red Sox manager Alex Cora, or is he current Red Sox manager? I don't know what's going on here.
We'll have to wait and see how that all plays out, but odds are he could very well be. But the Detroit Tigers did announce that they're going to interview Alex Cora for their open managerial position, as well as Astros, former Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Of course, Cora and Hinch both suspended for their role in the cheating scandal for the Astros. So, but, hey, they may get back in baseball a lot sooner than people think.
All right, close us out. I know we have some big names here from Major League Baseball news from the past. Tell us what's up.
Well, the Baseball Writers Association has removed the name of former Commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis from the MVP trophy, saying because he refused to integrate baseball. And Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson, he passed away last Friday at the age of 84.
Man, in the last month here, Andy, we've lost, last 30 days, what I'm trying to say is we've lost some great names, Tom Seaver, Bob Gibson, you know.
Lou Brock,
yeah.
So there's, it's a sad time in Major League Baseball history when it comes to thinking of those names no longer being around, but time's moving on, Bill, that's for sure.
When will the Red Sox make an announcement on the manager? What do you think?
I would say that we'll probably see some announcement, or at least some rumors getting toward that after the World Series. I don't think the Red Sox want to wait too long because they want to get themselves organized and get ready for preparing for 2021, whatever that will look like. And you know, obviously having a manager leading the charge is important. Obviously the front office has to make the player moves, but I think the team itself would like to know who's in charge, supposedly, in the dugout. So I'm sure that's the first thing they will probably take care of. So hopefully we'll, by Thanksgiving, I would think, hopefully we'll see who the next manager of the Red Sox will be.
Yeah, forget the players, just get the manager intact. Yeah, there you go. All right.
That's it.
There he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.